fly, little birdie. This is a stark lesson of playing by ear. When you're done taking lessons and know your chords, you'll settle down on a comfy perch atop your plateau of skills. You aren't seeking out advanced courses in styling or other courses, and maybe you don't have the time. You're satisfied with how you play, but know you could be a lot better. C'est la vie. What's holding you back, little birdie? See yourself 3 years down the road after learning this now. An improvisation king? You're probably not. However, at this point, you are definitely in command of the chords and have advanced skills. You can play a lot of songs, written or by ear, but may not play with much style. If you're not careful, you can stagnate in this state for 20 years. During stagnation, you play all your favorite songs like a jukebox without any deviation or improvisation. And these personal showcase tunes are your conquered standards that you tend to play over and over again. But stagnation is the curse of the play-by-ear master. You give up style and improvisation in return for being able to play massive amounts of music without written music. There's no time to bog yourself down to one written arrangement. No time! When you can play your own version of any song, you just want to get on to the next song. At this point, you've reached a high degree of stagnation. It is the stagnation of sameness to your playing from one song to the next. You're good, no doubt, but nothing's new. Like an addict, you hunger for more songs to play, sacrificing style and improvisation for instant gratification. When you straighten up, you ask yourself why in the world you can't improvise after all these years of playing. I'm going to tell you why. Despite your skills and knowledge, you have not yet given in to the force of musical enlightenment. This force is one with the infinite number of variations that can be played with just one song. Again, one song can be played an infinite number of ways. Slow it down or speed it up. Use more or less notes. Add a different rhythm. Substitute a chord. Combine different factors. Anything. All music exists in the infinite world of variations. Improvisation begins with a strong realization of that concept of infinite variations. You conclude that if there are a million ways to play something, then why bother playing it the same way twice? Dig into your conquered standards and start there. Those are the songs that you know the best. Pull them out fresh. Dust them off and vow never again to play them the same way twice. Your mind begins to expand when you start playing one variation after another of familiar songs. Take little steps in rhythm, notes, and chords and start exploring your options. Focus in on the freedom that you feel to express yourself emotionally. Play how you feel and let the music flow. When you get that freedom mindset, it sets the stage for improvisation. Attack all your music like this. Play anything, any way you want. Take yourself to the next level and you'll start to get it. It's a much bigger musical universe out there than you can imagine. Keep looking.